This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind's alert. My heart's receptive. I'll not leave the same as I came in Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Let's thank God for the Word, everybody. Come on, thank Him for the Word. Amen. We're in a series, like I said earlier, I don't know if you knew it or not, there's a season 4 weeks before Christmas Eve called Advent. And it's the expectation of the Lord's return. That's what it's all about. And it starts 4 weeks out on a Sunday before Christmas Eve. It ends then. And the whole thesis is you're to talk about hope and love and peace and joy for those 4 weeks. So we picked up the topic of hope because I think the world needs hope like never before. A lot of us are going through a hopeless season in our life, and our hope maybe has been robbed from us, stolen from us, and so we may feel hopeless. And so that's why we're teaching on it here at Church on the Rock for the whole month of December. But it's really, really, really important. I want you to follow along with me today. Take some notes, follow along, share a lot of scriptures. Because last week, I gave you 3 ways to feed your hope, Bible hope. Now, Bible hope, the big idea, so this is the big idea. And so when the team is writing for the replay tonight, the big idea is I want to talk about how that hope will carry you through hard times. That's the big idea. That's all I want you to walk away from today, is that hope, Bible hope, not natural hope, but Bible hope carries you through hard times. And all of us here today, and those of you online, we're going through some kind of a hard season. Maybe it's physically, maybe it's mentally, maybe it's relationally, maybe it's in your marriage, maybe it's with your kids, maybe it's with your career. I don't know where it might, in your neighborhood, the neighbors. But we're all going through some kind of a hard time, and hope is what I found out in my life will always carry you through hard times. That hope that comes from the Bible, from God, hope that comes from God takes suffering and turns it into strength. Takes suffering and turns it into strength. And how many of you know, just like in the gym that I referred to you earlier, last night it was cold. Daniel and I were working out, 8 degrees. Our flesh didn't want to work out. We'd been here all day yesterday giving hope. Came at 7, left at 5, went home, worked out in the cold. Flesh didn't want to do that. Didn't want to do that. But how many know the principle is no pain, no gain? Well, it's the same way in our Christian walk. Now, God doesn't put bad things on us, but life is full of bad things. God doesn't do evil things to us, but our world is full of evil things. You know, I've heard this. I've been a Christian almost all my life since age 11. And I've heard people say, well, if God's really a good God, then why is there all the evil in the world? Because the God of this world is the devil. You know that, right? It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. The God of this world, small g, is Satan. And he works through the world system. Why is there earthquakes, tsunami, rape, abortion, incest? Why are there wars? Because of sin. Because of sin, sin corrupted humankind, and sin corrupted this planet. So until Jesus comes back, and until, you know, that we have a new heaven and a new earth, we're going to deal with suffering, hardship, challenges, and obstacles. But you and I, as Christians, we have an edge on the world because the greater one lives on the inside of us. I told you last week 3 ways on how to feed Bible hope. Number one was feed on the promises of God. Feed on the promises of God. Number two, I said stay full of the Holy Spirit, the power of God. 3 P's, promises of God, power of God. We had a corporate, I did a corporate laying on of hands without laying on of hands of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with a prayer language. In both services, I had several people come up to me in the lobby and say, Pastor, I received my prayer language today. I received my prayer language today. We did it right here last week, corporately, because we didn't have time for a prayer line. So how do I feed this Bible hope, which is confident expectation? Confident expectation that in your future, something good is going to happen to you, okay? God meets us on the level of our expectation. We expect little, we're going to get little. We expect big, we're going to receive big. I've challenged you to 10X your life for 2026. Dream the impossible dream. It won't come to pass, only with God is the only way that will happen. So last week in review, I said you feed on the promises of God. Number two, that you stay full of the Holy Spirit. Pray in your prayer language daily, okay? And then I said number three, discover God's purpose for your life. Promises, power, purpose. That was last week. 3 points on how to feed Bible hope, okay? We said that hope has a name. His name is Jesus last week. Amen. So this week, I want to show you from Scripture, if I feed my hope with Scripture, today I want to give you a lot of Scripture to feed your hope, okay? To feed your hope. So it's so important for us to realize that when you have Bible hope, it will carry you through hard times. I remember years and years ago, we were pastoring a different church. We weren't in St. Louis, and Pastor Kim had some symptoms in her body, and we couldn't figure out what was going on. So we went to ORU. We went to the City of Faith when they had the hospital there in Tulsa. So we went there. She went there for a physical to find out what are all these symptoms in her body. I'll never forget. We were in the doctor's office after all that they had done to check her out. And the doctor got up from behind his desk. This is the City of Faith Hospital, Oral Roberts University. It was amazing. And the doctor got up, walked around, looked at us, and said, well, it could be this. It wasn't good. It could be that. It wasn't good. And he said, we could do all these further tests. We could go into possibly even deeper than that. Or, here's what the doctor said, we can pray and believe God for a healing miracle. That was a hard time, but we had hope because we knew that our God was Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth us. Knowing the character of God gives you hope. I'm giving you another key. Focusing on the character and nature of God feeds your hope. God is not a man that he should lie. When I look at the character of God, he's Jehovah Rapha, our healer, that gave us hope. We looked at each other. We looked at the doctor. We said, let's pray. We joined hands. It wasn't instantly, but gradually, she was totally healed. Every symptom left her body. What took us through that hard time? Bible hope. Hope will carry you through hard times. You need a role model a lot of times in the Christian walk, and the Bible says that our role model, number one, is Jesus, right? But number two is Abraham. Did you know that? That Abraham is your role model. Abraham is your spiritual father. You are a seed of Abraham. Did you know that? You are. And Abraham is the father of our faith. This is Romans chapter 4. Abraham is the father of our faith. You need to study the life of Abraham if you're a serious Bible student. Study the life of Abraham. He's called the father of our faith. And then it says, follow in his footsteps. Follow in his footsteps. Track him. You know, model your faith after his. He was given a promise, but it was years later before it ever came to pass. What carried Abraham through the hard time of waiting for the promise to come to pass? Bible hope. In Romans chapter 4, we won't look at it today, but it says he was way past age, past 90, so was Sarai. It was impossible in the Eshel for them to have an offspring, an heir for the inheritance. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 4, here's what it says in the New Living Translation. When every reason for hope in the natural was gone, when every reason in the natural for hope was gone, when every reason in the natural for hope was gone, Abraham kept on hoping. How could he do that? It goes on to say in Romans chapter 4, because he referred to what the Lord had promised him. So what was he doing? He was basing his hope on the promises of God, on the scriptures. The scriptures were feeding his hope. Isn't that awesome? So today, if you feel hopeless, get in the Word. If you feel hopeless, get the one-year Bible. If you feel hopeless, if every reason in the natural, there's no hope for your marriage, you can keep on hoping if you know what the Word says. If everything in the natural, there's no reason for you to hope for healing, you can keep on hoping if you base it on what the Word says, He's the Lord that healeth you. In the natural, you think you'll never pay those credit cards off. You'll never get out of debt. And all reason for hope is gone. Get in the Word, because the Word will give you hope to keep on hoping. He's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Here's a good time for a praise break right now, church. Are you with me today? So he's our role model. He's our coach. He's our spiritual father, Abraham. So I'm going to do what he did. And what did he do to get through when it looked like his time was past? When it looked like he had missed all of his opportunities? Am I talking to anybody today? When you feel like your time is past, when you feel like your opportunities are all gone and you've missed them. That's what Abraham could have felt in the natural. But he kept on hoping when there was no reason for hope in the natural, based and referring to what God had promised him. Now, this is huge, everybody. Faith and hope, which comes first? Hope. Faith and hope, which comes first? Hope. You've got to have hope for your faith to work. You've got to have hope for your faith to work. That might be the reason for some people watching online or some here under the sound of my voice where your faith isn't working. You might want to check on your hope. You might want to check on your mental image and picture of your future. You might want to recheck and reset your imagination. You might want to recheck and reset your mental pictures of your future. What are you seeing? What are you expecting? Faith can't work without hope. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith gives substance to the things that are hoped for. Now faith gives substance to the things that are hoped for. If you ain't, if you aren't, if you isn't hoping for anything, faith ain't working in your life. Hope comes before faith. And the clearer your hope, in other words, the clearer your picture of your future that God has for you, and we know it's good, right? Plans not to hurt you, plans not to harm you, but plan to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. When you see what God sees in your future, the clearer that it becomes, the stronger your hope. The stronger your hope, the greater your desire. The greater your desire, the more effort that you'll put in your daily walk with God. Boy, I hope you got that. That was revelation knowledge. Amen. So I told you last week, that's the introduction. Is that okay? So I told you last week, boy, I feel the anointing of God. Shora masita rebeke. That's my prayer language. I'm staying full of the Holy Ghost. I shared with you last week, I went to the internet and I Googled it and I talked about, you know, the importance of hope. Hope. And again, I want to read it off because this will cure what ails you. That on the internet it said that hope reduces depression. Hope reduces depression and anxiety. People with hope recover faster. People with hope have a greater grit and resilience. People with hope find a way. People with hope are problem solvers. And the bigger the problems you solve, the more the salary you'll make. Yeah. People with hope have a lower risk of suicide. This is on the internet. People with hope persist longer, set big goals, stronger immune system, lower blood pressure, longer lifespan, 15% longer lifespan, people with hope and those without hope. Healthier relationships, people with hope. And your relationships and your environment determine your achievement. Your relationships for 2026 and your environment determine your achievement in 2026. So we're talking today about whatever happened to hope. Praise God. Let's look at it. Big idea, hope gets you through hard times. I love that. I gave you the acrostic. If you look at the screen again, this is huge, of the acrostic of hope. H stands hold on tightly to it. Don't let anybody or anything steal your hope. I still have hope that we're going to get the subdivision. I still have hope that we're going to get some more land around here. But you realize, folks, that we can't fill this building until we get more parking. You realize that, right? The city gives you a permit for so many people in the building related to how many parking spots you have. We don't have enough parking spots to fill. You notice when we have concerts, we bus people in from the school. We bus people because we don't have the parking. But I still have hope that we're going to get the subdivision, that we're going to get land around here to expand our parking lot. I still have hope that the curtain's coming down. If I didn't have hope, I would have quit and retired a long time ago. I still have hope. Your family, your friends, your neighbors are going to be sitting next to you. God wouldn't have built a 3,000-seat auditorium to sit empty. I still have hope that we're going to plant more churches overseas. I still have hope that we're going to... I got hope. I'm going to hold on to it no matter... Time won't steal it. Problems won't steal it. People won't steal it. Culture won't steal it. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. O stands for one more day. Just hold on for one more day. 24 hours, things can change. 24 hours, everything can change. P, possibilities are coming. Whoa, possibilities are on their way. How do you know that? Because I know what the Word says. That all things work together for those who love God and are following His purpose for their life. God's working on your behalf. God's working on my behalf behind the scenes. Possibilities are coming. And E, everything can change in 24 hours or less. Amen. So turn suffering into strength, hope. It turns suffering into strength. And you know, you don't grow in a comfort zone. You grow in a suffering zone. I hate to tell you that, but that's the truth. I look back on my life, and the times that I've grown the most have been the hardest times in my life. Not the easy times, not the comfortable times. I already told you that tomorrow morning, you and I got to wake up, not as a victim, but a fighter and a warrior. A fighter and a warrior. You do know you're called to be a warrior. Seven of you know that. The Bible, Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight like a soldier. That's in the book of Timothy. So you and I are called to be warriors in our walk, a warrior mindset. Not a wimpy mindset, not a victim, but a fighter. We get up and we fight every day, the good, not people, but we fight spiritual warfare. So look at Romans 15, 13. Now the God of hope, God has a name and His name is hope. I love that. And the God of hope fill you with all joy. Hope produces joy. Joy produces strength. Am I right? The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Lose your joy, lose your strength. Look at the progression. Hope produces joy. I have no joy, Pastor. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. Then get some hope. How do you? Go back and listen to my teaching last Sunday. Okay? So hope produces what? Joy. Hope produces what? And you need joy. I can tell already. I look at your face. We should put y'all up on the screen. Amen. I can tell y'all need joy. Hallelujah. With all the shopping and the in-laws and the outlaws and the parties and all that going on right now. But hope produces joy. And joy produces strength. And strength gives me victory. There you go. Pastor, I'm getting beat up. I have no victory. I feel like a victim. Have you checked your joy gauge lately? Oh, no, I've been in the mully grubs. I've been up and down, depressed, sad, suicidal, feeling sorry for myself, Pastor. You know, yeah, I know. I've been there. We've all been there. But I'm telling you, I'm giving you a path out. I'm giving you a path out. So hope gives you joy, and joy gives you peace. And you know you have hope, joy, and peace if you're believing. Now, didn't I tell you this is Advent? It starts 4 weeks before Christmas Eve, that Sunday. And that's all about expecting the Lord's return, expecting the Lord's coming, okay? And notice we're to cover joy and peace and hope and love during this season. Notice that if I'm in faith today, people will know it and I'll know it if I have joy, I have peace, and I have hope. If I have no hope, I have no joy, and I have no peace, then that's an indicator, that's a red light. I need to evaluate my life and get back into faith. I've stopped expecting. I've stopped believing. I've stopped believing that God can turn this around. I stopped believing that God can change this, that God can change him, that God can change her, that God can change them, that God can change this. I stopped believing that, so I've lost all hope. That you may abound in hope. How do I abound in hope? Through the power, through being full of the power of the Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit with a prayer language. If that hasn't happened, I encourage you to come down front at the end of this service. 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Am I helping anybody today? 1 Thessalonians 5:8. But let us who are of the day or the light, that means you're in the kingdom of light, you're in the kingdom of God, you're a Christian. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on our armor. So we're to put on the armor of God daily. Now, these aren't all seven pieces listed here, but here's a few of them that are listed in Ephesians chapter 6. He said, the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, everyone say helmet, the hope of salvation. So your helmet has a name, and your armor is called hope. So if you don't put on hope, you haven't put on your helmet today. So if you don't have your helmet on today, that means your mind and your thought life is wide open for tormenting thoughts, negative thoughts, destructive thoughts, lack thoughts, sick thoughts, suicidal thoughts, divorce thoughts, bankruptcy thoughts, the worst thoughts. If we don't put on the helmet, then our head is not protected and the battleground is between our ears. How important is hope? That's why the devil doesn't want you to wake up with hope, because hope is the name of the helmet on your head, part of your armor as a fighting Christian. Wow, you got to do it every day, family. Psalm 62, verse 5. Let all that I am wait quietly before the Lord. So what will produce hope? My quiet time. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Ooh, don't you feel the anointing? Don't you? I'm giving you a path. I'm giving you steps. I'm giving you a formula. I'm giving you a plan. You know, people have asked Daniel, Daniel, when your dad passes, what will you remember about your dad? And he said, I'll remember about my dad's quiet time, his relationship with God. I won't remember the church, the ministry, the books, the people. I won't remember all the acclimates. I won't remember, but I will remember, this is what he tells people, I'll remember his relationship and quiet time with God. Notice that our quiet time feeds our hope. I love it. You got to come apart. or you're going to come apart. We got to come apart, or we're going to come apart. We got to understand the advantage of absence from a daily routine. The advantage of absence, or the advantage of being alone with God. Let all that I am wait quietly before the Lord, for my hope is not in my circumstances. My hope is in Him. Make God your source of hope, not your circumstances, not what people say or don't say, not what the doctor or the lawyer or the judge or the teacher said. No, or even your parents, put your hope in Him. When God is your source, oh my goodness, when God is your source, it gives you grit. It gives you resilience. It takes you through hard times. Hope that takes you through hard times. Let all that I am wait quietly before the Lord, for my hope is in Him. If I'm not spending time with Him, then I'm not feeding my hope. Glory to God. I remember when Tamara, our daughter-in-law, was going through a life or death situation in the hospital with her spinal cord. And I remember that the doctors didn't give her much hope. They actually didn't think she was going to make it. And I can remember going over there and visiting with Daniel in the waiting room. And I can remember seeing Daniel just, you know, taking walks all by himself over in the corner. I can remember times I'd call him. I'd say, Daniel, do you need me to come? He said, no, Dad, I'm okay. I knew he was having a quiet time with the Lord. And that was feeding his hope that his wife would not die, but would live. And she did, by the way. Come on, let's thank God for miracles. Hallelujah. Look what it says in the NLT. He alone is my rock. He alone is my rock and my salvation. My fortress where I will not be shaken. What is that? Grit. What is that? Grit. That's passion, purpose, and perseverance. Passion, purpose, and perseverance. That's grit. When I make God the source of my hope, it gives me resilience. I bounce back. I don't break under hard times. I bounce back. I don't break under hard times. I bounce back. I don't break under pressure. I've been here 42 years, family. I bounce back. I don't break under financial pressure, people pressure, city pressure, devil pressure, demons pressure, time pressure, health pressure, COVID pressure, trends. Wow. Well, when your hope comes from the Lord, when He alone is a soul, I'm getting too excited now. I got to quit. Praise God. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. Unmovable, unstoppable, doesn't come from with us, but with Him. Amen. You get grit when you've got hope. You keep on keeping on. You persevere. You persist. You don't give up. You don't quit. You don't let the negative report stop you, because you got a good report. What does the Word say? What does the Word say? I'm going to have to stop right there. We're not even getting to the main text, but same time, same bat channel. Next week, will y'all come back? Okay, let's give the Lord a thank you for the Word of God today. I am out of time.
Thanks for watching this week's message. One way for you to connect here at Church on the Rock is through the God is for You classes. These classes are designed to teach you about the culture, mission, and values of Church on the Rock, and about your God-given design. You can take these classes anytime by going to our website at cotr.org/God is for You. And if you want to know about all the incredible things we have here at Church on the Rock, make sure to visit our website at cotr.org. And never forget, God is for you.